All right, at 6:30, we'll call the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, declaration of a quorum. We have all three board members here and present. First thing is the clerk's report. I have nothing new to report, so we'll kick into the treasurer's report.
Okay, we had a starting balance for July of $493,825.64, earned $1,543.12 interest. Had $69,612.51 in checks that were cleared and $1,000 in deposits. And our ending balance was $426,756.25.
We earned $1,500 in interest?
Yeah, we've been doing that. I had to, in fact, I even asked if we had to turn that in for taxes. You show it, but they don't do anything because it's government.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. One thing. I got the check today from Craig.
Okay.
So that mile. So I've got that.
Cool. All right. Trustees report.
I didn't have much except about the chip seal roads.
And go for it.
All 3.5 miles got done, and I think everything went well. It looks good. Had a lot of compliments on it, especially on 180th. They're real happy. So.
Are you real happy?
Yeah, I'm real happy.
Excellent.
I want to thank everybody that's involved with completing that, making sure, you know, it got done. I didn't sleep a lot over that.
Where's the big party you said you was going to throw?
I didn't. That might happen still. Wait till it cools off. And that's the main thing I wanted to discuss was that.
Okay. All right, overseer's report.
All right, I put that cable and blocks around that our burn pit. Do you guys want to just open that on the weekends?
We're going to discuss that later.
Okay. And I patched the holes on 160th, that addition, 169th.
158th
and Terrace?
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yes. 160.
And then mostly I prepped 3 and 6, 180th county line for chip seal. I put in a culvert in Remington Edition, 170th, and Hogs. And then I patched those big soft spots on 140th, where there was bellied out. I still got one on 170th, but I got to get that roller
right
back on this track.
170th, where?
Over by Metal Arc or?
What?
Where's that one at? Between the railroad tracks?
It's on 170th, around the curves.
Oh, okay.
That big hollowed out spot.
Yeah.
Right. I'll dig it out.
I thought SEMA was taking care of that.
SEMA is taking care of the one over between the railroad tracks and
Meridian. Well, they need to. That was their doing.
No, wasn't it?
It
was never right.
Right.
Yeah, it was never right.
But they do have one where they turned into the railroad tracks that tore up and the railroad approach.
Okay.
And they got that one by Jax, too.
And
they also flattened 2 culverts, and I think they need to pay for it. I don't know if I'm going to replace them yet, but that's down the line.
Yeah, I need to know that, though, so I can tell Oscar about it.
Okay.
But it doesn't sound like we're going to have any problem with SEMA. They said, and I'm not sure of this, but they've got all the railroad, all that dirt work's done and the rock work's done. Everything else that's coming in will come in off rail. They're not trucking anything back in. I don't know where they're, what their routes are from the rock quarry to where they're going now south of Mulvane. Do you know what they're doing? Because I don't see their trucks. They're, by the time I get done at work, they're done.
Well, they're it, running here by the...
Do you know what roads they're...
I don't know what they're
they've
doing.
They've been hauling down there, I assume. They're making a siding on the north side of the track.
But how are they coming across? 170th or...
I don't know. They're going south and I don't know where they're going.
So
going
I haven't... Have you seen them on your road?
I haven't seen them lately.
Right. I haven't either.
I don't know where they're getting there, but... They're coming in.
From 210 or something and back up?
I don't know where. They're going west on the dirt rather than on them.
Right.
And to get the dirt, I don't know where they're getting at. But anyway, that.
See, that, and that still phase is about under, done.
Oh, they're still doing water, so.
Right. Not very much, though, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I don't see any of this.
Well, because you can't.
By the time I get home from work.
Well, plus, it's on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah.
Hey, someone moved a barricade. You can get through there with a ranger or something now. Okay.
I didn't do it.
I didn't see anything.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I use 760 gallons of red and 242 of green. About three times of asphalt, fixed the lights on PT3, upgraded on 170 at 5, 4, and 3, 180 at 6, 4, and 1, county line 4, 5, and 6, metal arc 4 and 6, that's it.
Go ahead.
I brought it to your attention, Tewakety north of 150th to 140th is... lady,
it's just got a little bit of washboards, but man, if I go in there, you ain't gonna be able to see it.
Right. So, you know, I don't know how it's only getting one.
Can you get? Can you? If you add gravel, that doesn't help the washboards at all.
It doesn't just come back.
Okay.
And it really doesn't need it.
So if we get any rain, that's maybe one of the first ones to do.
Yeah. I want that road addressed as soon as it gets wet again.
Have we done any more with that dust retardant?
Yeah, I put some in front of his house. Did it rained on it twice.
It didn't help?
I can't see it.
Yeah. And it rained right. Jeff did it right after I graded it. And I put it and did it. And it rained that night.
Is that good or bad with the rain?
I think it kind of washes it away.
Well, I don't think I didn't think much of it in the first place.
I thought you said it did really good on...
It did do really good over there on
160th one.
What?
You did on 160th one, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you said it did really good.
It really did. It did really well.
So what's different?
I don't have a clue. And I didn't.
Is there because
Jeff put it down both times and put the second amount in. Whether it rained on it the next night, because it never rained on it there.
It is it the millings?
No.
Did the millings?
It might have been. But it was so dusty you couldn't even see a tractor going through there. And after we get it, it looked good. I mean, it actually worked.
How long after you did it?
The next day, when I ran on it.
Long enough that it dried up, whatever. Yeah. That's discouraging.
Right. That is discouraging.
So,
we can try it again. I mean, I ain't saying it's miraculous stuff, but.
I was over there, it's pretty dusty.
Yeah, well, they're all dusty now. So.
Right. And as rock trucks continue to travel down there.
Not as bad. I've seen a couple. Well, half a dozen today, and I didn't catch the names on them. I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
There were ones I hadn't recognized.
What's going on with the roller?
Getting
Well, Hugo came in and fixed it, and then he checked, and then asked Steve.
The parts still aren't in. We don't have the dryer. It was supposed to come in on Friday. It's not there today. I can put the dryer back on, put the compressor on. I ordered the parts that he didn't, the broken parts. He didn't have the parts for it. So he had the compressor, but that was about it, and a hose. So as soon as that gets, but it'll be going by the end of the week.
It is running, right? Yeah.
It's running.
But not in 109 degrees. You can't be in it.
Okay.
And it'll be fixed as soon as I bolt everything back in.
Okay. So I want to ask about the amount of money that we have spent with
Hugo.
I thought it was a little high, and then Carol even brought up the point that there were same days that we got charged a trip charge.
For more than one vehicle? We had more than... Did he do trip charge? Did he charge trip charge? Because many a times I've sent him out for more than one vehicle. Now, was he charging trip charge for each one of those on the same day?
That's what
I believe so.
I didn't know it...
How many times did he come out? That would be my question.
We have a receipt for every time.
Because I have four receipts that were all on the same day.
And I jumped him about that today, and he says, well, it's like a Kansas Tire. When I do my receipts, I write them all out the same day.
I think he's screwed up on it. Because I know I've seen him. He's come out, and he's fixed. Like he's been on the roller, and I've obviously put him on the truck, the pickup.
Yeah.
And check this out. And then so he's done, but whether he's actually making a mistake and charging us for a trip charge on each one, I don't have a clue.
All right. So going forward, you get a receipt from him at that time.
And a breakdown of the amount of hours spent on it, itemize every single thing, because. I looked
he's
at the receipt.
I mean, he's a good mechanic.
That's fine, but if we're seeing these receipts that, you know.
$3,000 for.
Usually he has, like on one, it's backhoe and roller, but nothing is itemized. Roller and backhoe again 2 weeks later.
How much is that one?
One is $700 and one is $450. And then.
Roller.
Every time he comes out, he's throwing a service call on it.
And then there were...
Well, if he's coming out each time, that's fine.
Yes.
But if he's coming out and he's giving two different things to work on and he's doing a service charge for both those things, that's where I got a problem. If he's already out there, you can't charge another service charge when you're already there.
Right. Is he doing that?
We don't know because this isn't itemized enough. But I have...
And see, like the roller, he come out, he didn't fix it, but he had to come back to work on it.
Okay, I have three from 7/14, and I've got three service calls.
That's
okay, so that's got to be wrong.
Right.
And one is for the roller, two are for the roller, and the other one is PT3 tractor and Ford pickup.
That's long, that's way back.
It was July.
Right.
I mean, pay July bills. Well.
Okay. Oh, but before the meetings, when I gave you three receipts and it was too late, so we had to carry that over.
Right.
Let me see those bills, and I will actually sit down with him, and we will figure that out. But he can't have three trip charges in one day.
No.
It's the day that he wrote the receipts, he put all three receipts, even though there are different times he came out, he wrote the same date on all three receipts.
That's a problem.
Did he come out that many times, though?
He messed up on the dates, mainly.
Okay.
Well, I don't really have a clue, because I haven't seen the bill, but he has been out many a time.
Okay.
And he has saved us quite a few times.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fair enough. Anything else?
I
Okay. Board discussion. Discuss proper culvert request process.
Yeah.
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Go to the website and fill out the form. Done.
Hey, can you give us some forms so we can study them and hand that out to people that we can say this is a form you got
to
fill out?
If you go to pleasanttwp.com and go to the forms, you'll see them there. You can print one out.
Okay.
Have your daughter give me a call.
I will.
Okay, from that's now it. On, do that, and they have a 20-foot, and they want one replaced to put a new one in because it's crushed or whatever. They have a 20-foot or 25. We need to charge them for the extra 5 feet.
If we are replacing a culvert, we have made the decision to go from 20 feet to 30 or 25 feet to 30 feet. We'll eat the cost. That's assuming that they've already had it done. They've already paid for it once. That's the way it works. If they haven't paid for it, they owe us the money.
So let's just use the 170th address that you just got right there. That one was put in 20 years ago.
Yeah, but do we replace that
for free? And if it's 25 foot and we put a 30 foot in, do we just charge them the extra 5 feet?
We have not in the past, if we want to make that decision to do that.
Do we even charge
them? Away from all the ones that want a 30-footer.
If they want a 30-footer, if they want to replace a 30-footer, then that's okay. But I also don't, if you were saving those, exactly. If we could reuse those for something else, that'd be great, but you aren't doing that. So if they have made a decision that they want to extend their lot size, and they want to go to a 30 foot, then they pay us for a culvert.
You're not just going to charge them $40
No.
Everything.
$11.50, right?
Whatever we decide, whenever it comes to that.
And why did we even come to the point of
replacing
them for free anyway?
That was BM.
Before you?
Before Michael.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think that from now on we just charge for culverts.
Charge for what?
Okay, the culvert. Like somebody needs a new driveway or a driveway put in.
We would have to vote on that. So you're saying that if they just had a culvert and it got crushed?
No. If there's a 40-year-old culvert out there and they need a new one, they're going to have to buy it.
We could say after X amount of years, then yes. So we'll put that on the agenda for next month.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but don't get me involved in it. Because I don't have a clue now. I was just going to charge them $40 a foot. Anything under freaking 20, then you'll have to buy 10. And that ain't as bad as eating the whole cost.
The other thing is that we only go back, 10 years maybe?
But
In the culvert requests?
Haven't we got a lot of culvert things? Should be.
I got my culverts all done.
All taken care of?
Yeah, no, it's all done.
Yeah.
So it's kind of what you guys want to do. You just got to tell me what you want to do.
Right.
Or figure out what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm still seeing people pop those in. I'm still seeing where culvert requests just in the last 2 months.
Yeah, and he's got them all done.
Right. So I expect new ones to come in.
Right, so the proper process would be somebody's asking for a culvert, let's say your nephew.
Yeah, I told him to go.
They go to the website, they fill out the request. At that point, we get the request in, you or Randy, somebody goes out there, checks it to see if it's just the point that we need to dredge it out or if we do need to replace it. And then once we say we're going to do it, we tell them the cost. Once we get the money, then Randy goes and puts it in.
Right.
But we have to have the money first. Okay.
And at the end of the year, if we got money left over, should we purchase culverts in bulk, like a semi-load? So we can cut that.
We're kind of going into number two. I don't have a problem with that, but it's still not going to be $850.
Right.
Probably. if we have extra money, then we can do that. How many do we have now? It looks like we, based upon the camera, it looks like we have about 4,000 of them.
There's probably 20.
Yeah, I took a lot out, but we still got some up against the fence that you probably can't see. I need to go out there and clean them all up. Yeah, and separate them and find out what we got of everything.
Okay. So I guess right now we'll hold off on the 850, but I guess when we go and buy bulk again, we'll have to find out what that is, what the cost is.
I know that one was in the 960 we were paying. We'd pay it freaking. The ones we're putting in now, they're 960 something.
From Heisey?
Yeah.
Well, it was more than that, I think.
Why are we, what do you mean putting more in? Or we're buying more?
No.
We had to buy a specialty one or something that we didn't have.
When I was looking for one. And I asked him how much art those
culverts. Oh, when you were looking at Hong's?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I asked him how much these culverts were. And now they're at 960 something. And we're charging 850.
Right.
Right, that's why we're discussing it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you could put on your list to call Heisey and let's say we're at the end of the year, they might not know if we bought a bulk of another 20, what that would give us.
And if you can find that receipt that you bought those million of them from Chris, where
right.
It was K&O.
Yeah,
K&O. In Oklahoma.
I remember. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Enid.
And that's just a phone call to get a quote on that.
Because he bought, what, $20,000 worth?
Mm-hmm. We won't do that much.
Hopefully you got everything caught up.
Yeah, it's pretty much done.
Okay.
All right, number three, discuss when the green waste will be open. Will we do certain days, times, etc.? So it's all blocked off now, you said, right? No?
Well, it is, yeah.
Okay.
It can be.
Okay. But you've got the blocks in place that we can close it off when we need to.
Well, I just want to do it on the weekends.
I want more than that. I want it during the week.
Well, then there ain't no use in blocking it off.
Well, when Jeff leaves at night, lock it.
Well, they're going to dump in the middle of the night.
Well, that's when the trash thing comes in a bit.
And as of November, that's going to be closed the whole time then. Is Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have other people coming aboard.
See, I just wanted to do it on the weekends. And our biggest deal is we got that trash that comes on. But is our commercial guys coming in? And they're dumping.
The guys that are getting paid to haul it off. Yeah.
They're dumping during the week. And when they get a job, it all comes to me. And the city came down and was bitching at me.
I know.
Because
when are you going to open the fresh dump?
And asking us when we're going to open ours.
Are you kidding?
Because their gate was open
and
they started dumping on him.
Yeah.
And I said, you started this.
Hey, I still want to keep it open during the week.
And then there ain't no use. There was no use in me putting blocks up then.
Well, if we do the west
during the week, like
if you
why
just
is
tell
it
everybody to do it on the weekends when everybody's off, you know, I've already told them.
Why do you want it during the week?
Because I get phone calls all day long. It's like, why is it shut? You know, and they're wanting to dump in the daytime during the week,
well,
and it's people within probably a 5-mile radius of me that use it all the time.
And they can't wait till the weekend?
Well,
I have no problems with it opening up at 7 in the morning and closing at whatever
night,
time
right. When you leave.
Then I'll just leave it open.
But I want it shut at night. I want it shut at night.
Yeah, that's when it's happening.
I think so, too.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
Hey, something else, 10 o'clock.
I mean, I watched the videos, and it was like it wasn't there, and then all of a sudden it was there whenever it became morning.
Yep.
And I couldn't see what was going on at night.
And I got a good feeling who dumped the trash now.
It don't matter.
All right. But then I'll just open it in the morning and freaking
close it at night.
When I left, leave at night.
But I mean, we do need the weekends, though.
They don't monitor then during the weekend. You're gone from
Friday.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's when I leave it open. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's pretty good.
Do that and just open and close it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Put it on the website.
When you come to work, open it up. When you leave work, you shut it. And then we'll have it open, fully open, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, and technically Thursday as well. Right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Thursday night. Yeah.
And if other people are out there working during the week, it can be open.
Yeah. Let's keep it standard.
Okay.
And you're going to leave the east side locked.
Yes.
So only access through the west.
Yep.
Access
closest and to the cameras.
Entrance and exit. Okay.
We need to vote on that right now?
No, we don't need to vote on that. Just be happy that it's opening back up.
What did you say that culvert was at Heisey?
37.
How much was it?
3,700.
No, what'd you say, 960?
You said 9-something. It wasn't. It was 3,000.
No, that was Hong's. His was special.
Okay, well, that's
his was huge.
Right, okay.
He was just asking for prices for the regular ones.
Oh.
And that's when we found out it went up.
That's a 48-inch one.
Okay.
All right. Chip seal for next year. This is going to be fun. I know we've had some conversations on this already, but I don't think we have any new roads on for next year. I think we have to focus on
fixing what
we got.
What if we come up with something like Blazing Meadows that can come up with the money to do it?
If Butler County is fine with that, well, it depends on what the road condition is in. And what time he's going to have. Because I have a feeling that Prairie Creek 5 is going to be a lot of work. Or we should even do Prairie Creek 5 yet. Wait till the bridge gets done.
And what's that consist of? Dumping rock, building the sides up? Or?
I don't have a friggin' clue.
The sides?
I might have to get somebody down there
That'd probably be enough to keep it from turning into a real disaster. Or, I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to have to spend the money. We need to spend the money on putting another layer on some of these areas.
Right.
But putting it on 5 isn't going
to... No. That needs to be fixed first. Right.
Just like I'm not sure that up on Metal Arc in front of my house, or 160th in front of my house isn't going to fall apart.
Yeah, we need to get some rock off to the south side for sure. Shore that up before it just starts dropping off the edge.
And washboards are terrible.
You agree with that?
I was thinking about just putting dirt and getting up there against it. You know,
because
you put them screenings on there, and what has happened is the water comes off and washes them screenings off. Once them screenings are gone, it's got a little lip there, and then the chip seal's going. It's doing the same thing over there on 180. You know, put them screenings on there, and they just wash off.
So what if you put that riprap run down?
Well, and pack it in. Able to mow it. You're gonna have to put dirt down.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's riprap run's not like you think. It's the leftovers from
a lot of that big rock washed
out. What they did
out
the base.
Several feet.
Makes a good base.
I think what it comes down to is that we will not do any new roads next year. And concentrate on the roads that we have to get done.
We are going to chip seal. I'd kind of like to start chip sealing the additions that you guys put down the millings on. screenings, whatever, chips.
Millings.
Millings.
Like that 158th and Terrace that he's talking about.
You can't.
No, I know it.
And those people are not going to let you put a rock back on and get the dust right back.
I've already heard this.
This thing will be, this place will be packed. It's going to be a nightmare.
It's unfair to him. He paid for it. He's a neighborhood. I think we should rip out the millings and put rock back down. Yep. People aren't going to be happy. Unless we try to put more millings down, which we know that's a silly thing to do.
There's quite a few people on that mile.
I'm not really talking about that. It's like that one that is falling apart that I told you over there on 120th edition. It's just falling apart. And we put some millings down on it, and we kind of fixed it.
Where's this 120th anyway?
120th, Pawnee. 120th and Rose Hill, or Andover Road.
Oh, that's not even ours.
Yes, it is.
You were over there. I told you to go over there.
Oh, okay. That right from Rose Hill Road going west.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That addition that
and that didn't fix that?
It fixed it there. But where I didn't fix it, it's just falling apart.
And you do have a good plan on that, what to do to fix it.
Yeah.
And you want to hear this? It's adding more millings, but...
And I found a guy over there at Allen's.
Yep.
And they look like really good millings. Because they are...
It's crushed.
Not, it's big chunks that they're dropping in.
And crushing.
Grinding it up right there. And it looks like pretty good stuff.
I got... Two truckers.
That's only $11 a ton.
Oh, it is.
Right.
Okay.
Well, for my
and they'll even driveway. Truck it with belly dumps.
Really?
I did. Yeah, I love it.
See, what he told me was when they mill it, that that Dave or Alan guy takes care of the Andover Township over there, and he's tested with all of them. He said the millings don't bond together as good as crushing it through a crusher, and that's what they do with Allen's, is they crush it. And he said they're having a lot better luck with it bonding together. And some of that is bonded together.
Well, it's bigger chunks of asphalt. And I think when they come in grind it like that, it gets so hot it burns the oil right out of it. And it comes out dry, where this stuff has got big chunks in it.
Okay, I just think it...
I think it's worth a try on that, just that, the north-south road there.
I'm going to try it on the whole edition and see what it does. But what I'd like to do is do that and then come over to Chip's there. We could call them into Chip's in one.
Yeah.
But
whole field?
Their half mile was $20,000, or four-tenths, or 0.41 miles.
Yeah, but see how many houses are in there? That wouldn't be but 4 or 5 hundred. Then you got 10 houses.
3,000 apiece, there's 7.
You're saying if they'd pay for it?
Yeah, if they pay for it, it'd probably only be about 500 apiece. Because there's more houses in that addition.
But there's probably a mile and a half of road.
Yeah.
So we're looking at 64,000.
Then the number starts going up again.
Yeah, that's this year. It's 42,000 per mile this year.
Too good.
Well, so just to finish up this discussion, I think it's, I guess what, Randy, what we're going to need to have you do is find out what's the state of our chip seal roads that we have now. We don't have to worry about mile 2 of 170th. Because that was just done last year. But all the other roads, we need to find out what it is, what it's going to take. And I have a feeling it's more work on, it's going to be more work on your side than anything else. So if we have time after that, then they can decide what road needs to be done or roads that we could get done if Butler County's available. But yep. I think we have to get the roads or we're going to lose everything. And that's just a waste of money.
It's mostly Chris's.
Okay. Now, all right. So if you could look into that, you need a pen to write that down? All right. Number five, discuss health insurance for Randy Elliott.
Yeah.
Are we still charging him?
No. I took it off.
My checks ain't changed.
Well, it will this today, or yeah, Friday.
Okay. Did you find out what insurance company your township uses?
Yeah, ours is Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Okay.
It's $1,200 a month. I think he pays four or something. He's got a family.
Less, and what has he got with it?
He's got 80-20.
Medical, dental, eye.
Yeah.
And that's a family.
You don't
plan.
Know that. I guarantee you, it's not. I've got Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Exactly. You need to find this stuff out, please.
Well,
what is yours?
I'm gonna talk to you later.
Okay. So this is the first check that we've stopped paying it?
Yes.
Okay. But we aren't getting
no,
it taken out from them anymore.
No, I stopped. I had to change credit cards because I couldn't get through to him. He couldn't get through to him. They wouldn't talk to me because I'm not Randy Elliott. So I just said, called the bank and got a new card.
Okay.
So it stopped payment.
So here's what I would like to do. I'd like to find out how much Randy has paid since we started this and pay him that.
Okay.
I know we'll need a vote on that next month, but that's just...
It's 89-something per month.
And
I took it off
have you
the
had
deal.
It for a year and a half?
I can go back and see.
18 months. $1,800.
That's the first step.
How about that?
We'll talk about that offline. That's an HR issue that we don't talk about in this.
I got a good H&R story to tell you.
So can you...
I do not want to go... I'm still getting phone calls from insurance companies. But I did look on QuickBooks, and they have a place in your payroll area to look into insurance for, and I did click on that because I figured they can't call me then.
Okay.
So, if you...
Isn't there something through the state of the government, Kansas, that we can...
He makes too much money.
Okay. I'm just talking about insurance for... government entity employees.
Well, I don't know.
Because I know that, well, we just need to find out more about your township, what they do, how you do it.
Okay. I'll look on that QuickBooks thing.
I mean, Blue Cross Blue Shield, for what I have, is pretty good.
Yeah.
So, but it's expensive. It's more expensive, too, so.
Okay, next.
Discuss truck traffic on 170th. This was your item.
Mr. Wajax Road, about the truck traffic and getting with the quarry and seeing if we can detour the...
Yeah, I don't know where I heard this, I think from a brother, that they're not supposed to be using township streets, roads, unless it's
only
to the project you're working on. But as a through road, they're not supposed to.
So, are you saying they're supposed to use main highways?
Exactly. They go to 47th or
210.
210 or 150, whatever.
Yeah.
And I've stopped them and they just freaking laugh. I mean, well, what are you going to do?
You can tell them not to do it, but if it's not enforced, it's not going to do good.
I guess I'll
look into it.
Can we? Call Bannon up?
I talked to Dan about it, and he said he'd talk to the quarry, but I don't know how the quarry can enforce it unless they just...
They can at least let us know who it is, and then we can call.
How would they know which routes they're taking?
We know one of them, that American Trucking.
Yeah, which is all dirt, too, out here. You know, he runs it every morning because he's right there.
Oh. Right up by Dollar General, or past it.
Oh.
Yeah. He's the one who told me he
he's
still
going to
run that road.
He's doing 170, I assume, since it's straight down. Makes sense.
Yeah. You'd have to put up some no-through
traffic signs, yeah.
Some weight limits and stuff like that.
I mean, that's we can't control that. That's Butler County. Butler County sets those things. Huh?
Why can't we put up signs, and if they
don't
do it, call the sheriff?
Why can't we call the sheriff now?
You don't have any signs of showing.
Right.
I don't know if we can actually do that. If I remember correctly, they control if we can put those up.
Request and ask.
Yeah, we could ask.
What bridges are on that lot? That
you've got that.
8 Mile Creek.
What's that?
It's that curve.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but there's one right before the curve.
Yeah.
I wonder what the weight limit is on that one.
I don't know. They've both been replaced in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
25. I don't think that's going to be curved.
Because 160th has that one bridge by Mulberry.
Well,
and that one has
the signs they put up there had to do something with emergency management. With weight limit signs. It didn't have nothing to do with
no
water
traffic.
Stupid,
okay.
But they put them up.
All right, I'll follow up on that.
So is somebody going to check with Butler County, or are you going to meet it?
Well, I just said I'll follow up on the weight limit signs and see if there's anything we can do.
Or the no through signs.
Yeah, no through truck traffic.
Yeah, I mean I see those signs a lot, different places.
Is there any speed limit signs on 170?
Yeah, right at the get go. Yeah, the problem with it is that if we don't have signs in all of the township. Sheriffs won't enforce it. So we need to get the signs up that we've had for almost 3 years.
Okay. Question with the signs. Can we do it like Randy's wanting to do it? Just tell them how far back you want them set.
I want them back on the back slope so we can just come through and know.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
You know, when Chris was here... He said you had to have them so many feet from the stop sign, you had to have them so far.
You probably do.
And he had a formula that made my head spin. So.
I'll ask him about that whenever I call up.
That should be in protocol in the handbook.
Right,
Okay.
Next.
Discuss purchase of a new truck.
We need to replace the F-250.
Yeah, he was supposed to look into that.
I got around to it.
Okay. All right, anything else to discuss?
Can we talk about an amount? $30,000 to $35,000 amount.
On the that's a used one, right?
Yes.
You don't want to go brand new?
Nope. Because I think
buy it outright.
Yeah, and the tax thing's not a problem because I think that when we get audited, we could probably deduct any taxes that a.
We don't pay taxes. We're a government entity.
Okay, so what's the difference?
But if we buy from an individual.
If we bought from, well, the.
I want to buy it from probably a lot.
Yeah. I'd like to buy from a lot too. That way I can take it back today and fix it.
So when we're talking used, we're talking a year old, then.
I was talking brand new.
Well, I understand that, but and I get what he's saying. You drive it off the lot, it depreciates immediately.
Right.
But then again, if we keep the truck as long as we did on the last one,
yeah,
who cares?
It's gonna last forever. You don't put that many miles on, but they are nice to have. But you get your government discount on that, so.
What is a government discount? I thought that was just a tax break. No tax.
No, there's more. There's whoever Richland used, they have some sort of special thing where they reduced the price quite a bit.
You know who to talk to at Richland to find out what they did?
Yeah, I can find out.
Okay, and can you tell me who that is by Wednesday?
Probably.
Okay.
Just talk to Culver's.
I'll be calling you.
Well, yeah.
Just talk to Martin.
Right. I'll call Martin.
Martin.
Okay. See, I don't know any of those people.
Who?
Matt Murph, Gary Stahl. He's pretty sharp.
Yeah, I think you guys would be better off to buy a brand new.
Well.
That way you get the government discount.
Well, let's compare.
Right. See, I don't know what that is, and nobody's.
Well, it's just like the same thing you get for a grader. You know.
Okay.
Which they don't do it with used stuff, do they?
Do they? No. Does it matter what kind we get? I mean,
Ford.
Dodge.
All right, we good? All right, board business. Approve the 2024 budget discussion. Do we have a second?
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Citizens discussion. Anyone? Yes, ma'am. Could I get your name? I'm kidding.
Lady Jameson. I think we breezed past approval of minutes from.
Oh, we sure did.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Correction. The third bullet point for citizen discussion last time was Robert C. Cap, Charlie Alpha Tango.
Say that again. I'm sorry, what? Oh, C. Cat? Showing me up.
And then you might want to. Do you approve them now?
Yeah, we'll go back. So we need to go back and do that. So we need to. Oh, we didn't approve the vouchers either.
Right.
It's not in here. That's my problem. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's go back. Approval of meeting minutes from July 17th, 2023 meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Vouchers. Approve vouchers. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I said aye.
I didn't hear you. Sorry. 3-0.
Okay.
I didn't say aye. Aye. Okay, 3-0. All right. Elena already, kicked me out here. So, all right. Yes, yeah.
So, we keep in track of receipts now, so we don't have a problem.
No.
Any receipt lapse going on.
Yes.
Okay. When we build roads, how wide are we making them?
24 feet.
That's shoulder to shoulder? Okay.
22 to 24.
Yeah. Cool. That's all I got.
Anyone else?
Yeah. I want to discuss what to say a little more.
Okay.
I take it there's. You said the 24 budget's already approved and it's not on the
Now, the 2024 budget is approved. Right now, we aren't approving any roads to do for next year. New roads to be done next year.
The budget is what we do over El Dorado with the...
That money we can do anything with,
right.
Quote unquote.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping to get something. I don't know what. I know apparently that stuff didn't work. You think because of the rain or what?
That's what I think it did. Because it worked on 160. It's pretty good.
How much do we have left?
We still got 2.5 gallons.
Can you try another on it? Like tomorrow, it's not going to rain for a while.
Yeah, I can try.
See if it
and
helps.
And what is that to a tanker? A half gallon or?
No, I'm putting a gallon.
To
the tank. And it's right. Supposed to only be a quarter.
Yeah.
Well, right. That's what I thought. But I don't. You know, I'd like to get over to the guy that sold it to me. And you've got the receipts on it. The guy that sells the grease and stuff.
Okay.
And if I could get his phone number, I could find out.
Who is that?
The grease guy. I don't know.
Is that the same as...
What's the name of the company?
He just shows up.
When did you buy it?
Last month. Because we experimented on his road.
Yeah, probably last month it came in the mail.
And you can't... Remember his name?
I have no idea.
He lives somewhere. He lives in town here.
When
Chris
you get...
wasn't in jail like a couple of them.
Stop.
What's the... Oh.
That's bad to say.
Okay, so we're going to try that.
Yeah.
I know.
Fuel locks?
I think it was you said you don't like sand.
Nope.
And because of washboards?
Yeah.
I've already got washboards. He just graded. I mean, they're bad. Not bad, but they're there, you know. And if it'll help on the dust, I would sure like to try.
I guess that's up to our overseer.
Sand is awesome, but the only problem is, well, since the chip seal is done, sand has to be graded every week.
Why is that?
Because it'll wash more real fast. You've got to stay on top of sand.
Okay, but
you got to grade it more often.
You can't grade. I mean. I know he can't do any good when it's just being dry on gravel. I don't see the difference if you put sand on there. If you don't grade it, I mean, if it'll help. I know it's not going to cut all the dust, but I'd sure like to do something. I'd give it a try.
Well, let me try that. Let me try that spray one more time, and then I would have to get to. Your road smooth as a baby's butt. You put sand on it and not have it washboard up in 2 days. I'm really a fan of sand. Except for this township, it's just you got so much traffic. I got so many high
traffic. I have no idea.
So can we just do an experiment with his from the top of the hill to the
that's what he's gonna do.
To the bridge with sand.
With sand?
Gravel. Sand and gravel.
Oh, no.
You'll have to grade it water to get it smoothed down.
Right.
Or you could put sand.
Well, let's try the retardant first. We'll see what that does. If that doesn't work, then your choice on or whatever you want to do when it comes to sand.
Right.
Can I request a road counter? I don't think you guys realize how much, I think you know.
Yeah.
How much traffic there is.
And I see it too when I'm out that side of the country.
Well, it's probably, I would say Indianola.
Yep.
Four has got the most. And then 180th, it's got a bunch. And then it's you. So you're probably third on the list of the most traffic and going down it if you actually put the counter on. I can tell by the way
the counter, though.
They wear when you when
I
grade.
I don't know what that is.
Might be.
How fast they wear through it.
What would he have done it on?
Just telling you the truth.
No,
but yeah, you got a lot of traffic.
Okay.
Yeah, but can't imagine that Indianola was getting the traffic.
Well, yeah, you probably got more traffic.
You know how much they were just anyways?
Yeah, you have more traffic.
All right.
Traffic-wise.
Anything else from anyone?
I was asked to ask about the road signs, which you touched a little bit.
The speed limit signs?
Yeah, the speed limit and a dead end. I think the big one that most of them wanted was a dead end sign because you get a lot of people that don't realize that it's a dead end road.
Right.
Okay, you can go ahead and order one.
Signs already, or
I don't know if we have any.
I don't
think so because the last one I think we had was over on Foxbriar, and I think they stole it, and we had to put another one up there again. Do you want a dead end sign, or do you want a no outlet sign?
Dead end.
I think the dead end probably stands out more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and order that then.
This skulls and crossbones.
Huh? Those on this board. That other road, it says there's no outlet, and that's not even right. There is an outlet.
That's Butler County put that in, not
it's
us.
Okay.
All right, anything else from anyone? All right, meeting adjourned.
He's got money for you.
Yeah, I figured you probably want this.
Come here. Yeah. Randy. Whoa, I'm sorry.
Hey, wait a second.
Shoot you, you wouldn't need it.
Should we introduce, this is Mike Esslinger. He's coming to work for us soon. Wait, we don't have to.